Okay. Why the fuck do I always begin an audio with okay? That is my. Okay, we're good at hi GWA, and Merry fucking Christmas. I'm a little drunk right now. I had a few drinks with my lover, and we shared some liquor with our Christmas dinner, and we watched V for Vendetta. And I just gotta say one thing about that fucking movie. I love it to death, but spoiler alert! At the very end, for Parliament. Oh God, I'm not gonna make sense. Parliament gets blown up. There's that scene of like the courtyard right in front of Parliament, and you could just like see all the people like flooding into the area. There is like a couple thousand people just standing right next to the fucking building right before they know it's gonna get blown up. Am I the only one that thinks that's really fucking stupid? Seriously, I love that movie to death, but that one part, I'm just like, what were those fucking people thinking? And what happened to them? Like, did they get just like filled with shrapnel and die? Because that is realistically what would have happened. Like, from like glass in the window and debris from Big Ben. I mean, like, those people were just gonna would have gotten nailed with shit. Moving on. So this audio is going to be a questionnaire thing because I'm a smart person and I think it would be absolutely fucking hilarious to do a questionnaire while I am piss-ass drunk. Okay, maybe not piss-ass drunk. I am not that bad. I still have conscious, like, I'm to the point where I think certain things are really fucking hilarious, but I still, like, you know, I know what's going on. I know not to do something really, really stupid. But I'm right at that level of drunk. So if you're hoping I'm gonna start giving away some like secret details like where I live with my real name and all that shit, you might as well turn this fucking thing off because I'm not that drunk. Anyways, I'd also like to mention what I am drinking because I actually find it very amusing, even when I'm not drunk. So, for anybody who goes to Costco, go and look for spiced rum, okay? Now, the original spiced rum that I like is Captain Morgan, okay? Just keep that in your brain. And like this giant bottle of spiced rum that you can get at Costco is from Kirkland. That's the brand name is Kirkland. So my fiance and I, we call it instead of Captain Morgan, Captain Kirk, which is a Star Trek reference. Because I am a huge fucking geek and I'm just Anyways, so I think it would be appropriate to have one more shot before, oh my God, before I start this fucking thing. Hold on. Right. Right. So the questionnaire that I'm doing is the one that my old friend Jack off to Audio 555 put up, which is questionnaire of firsts. And so I'm just gonna do that one. I will put a link in the description for it. I'm already 4 minutes in and it's just been me rambling. But then again, it says rambling required in one of the tags, so I think I'm okay. All right. So the first question is, first time learning about sex. And by the way, the instructions for this fucking questionnaire is to include all the sexy details and all the awkward details. And I already looked through a few questions of these. Most of them are going to be awkward, which is why I think it's a good idea that I'm drunk because I would never talk about this because I'm just. Anyways, moving on. first time learning about sex. That would have been the talk with my mom. Now, I feel like this is kind of a norm with anybody who is massively obsessed with sex as much as I am, or just really, really horny. I was raised in a very strict Baptist Christian home. And yeah, so I was taught from the very beginning that sex was for like married people only, and you're supposed to save yourself for marriage, abstinence and shit, and that like your only lover, only your main lover should be God himself, and just like your husband comes second. And from the very beginning, that just seemed a little fucked up. It really did. It just seemed a little fucked up. But the talk with my mom was actually very graphic. She didn't hold back. She told me all like what is involved in sex. And she made it out to be this horrible, horrible thing, which like, now that I'm older and I've experienced a lot of different kinds of sex, I start to wonder, oh my God, what kind of sex has she had? Because her and I actually went to the seminar once about like Christian women's sex seminar thing. And she actually kind of told me that she knew nothing about sex until she met my dad, and then they got married, and then she's like whatever went on. I kind of glad she ended it there. Anyways, it just made me think, oh my God, what kind of sex has she had? It's got to be horrible from the way she's made it out to be. It's just like, God, a part of me wants to just be like, okay, mom, this is how you have sex. You need to get this right, 'cause. But another part of me is like, that's weird. Is that weird? Okay, that's weird. That's really weird. No. And besides, if she knew about some of the things that I'd be doing, I would be disowned within a minute. It's just that's it. I would not have a family anymore. Moving on. First time seeing genitalia of the opposite sex in a sexual way and or not a sexual way. Okay, non-sexual way, I saw my dad naked. It was an accident. I went into my parents' bedroom. I was looking for something. I was really young. I don't even remember that. I don't even remember what I was looking for. I just was looking for something, and I had to go into their like the master bathroom, which is where my dad was taking a fucking shit. And he was completely fucking naked. Like, just out of luck. He was completely naked. So he was just sitting there, and I walked in, and he looked up, and of course, he was pissed. And then, like, so I ran the fuck away. And so when he was done, he came into my room and was like, yelling at me. And I got pretty much I got in trouble for not knocking. Now it's just I have issues. I can't knock on, I can't go into a room without knocking on the door. I think that's the reason. I might be scarred. Moving on. Sexual way. That would have probably been the first guy I gave a blowjob to. Oh, he was just a friend, and I just gave him a blowjob. It was just like we were hanging out. He's like, I never had a blowjob. And I'm just like, I've never given one. Let's try it out. It happened. First time I tasted cum, and I was like, this is new. And it's really hard to swallow. Huh. Next question. First time feeling super horny. First time feeling horny. It would definitely have been when I was really, really young. Like pre PMS and everything, because I swear I feel like I've always been a horny kid. It's not my fault. I had an older fucking brother, and I found things on our family computer. Yeah. Honestly, I should just tag this thing as scarred for life because I feel like a lot of the shit that has happened to me when I was a child is really impacted me for my whole life. Because I remember this one time, this was the 90s, granted, like, or early 200. No, it was definitely in the 90s, thinking back on chain events of childhood. Anyways, it had to be the late 90s. And we had one computer in the house. It was the, quote, family computer. And I came home from something. It was late at night, probably some extracurricular activities or something. And the first thing out of my mom's mouth was, don't go on the computer. And I'm like, okay. This was before I really got into the internet. So I was just like, whatever, I'll just go game on the 64. But there was a moment where I was not supervised, and I was under 10 years old at this time, by the way. I was unsupervised, and so I went on the computer, and I found out why. My brother did something, like he either got a virus or downloaded this program, and pretty much you couldn't even get, okay, you could reboot the computer, but you couldn't even get out of this thing, okay, whatever the fuck it was. But all it was like hentai kind of thing. It was more like Western hentai of this fairy chick getting just gangbanged by all these little dwarves, okay? And it was GIFs, okay? It was just, that's what I remember. It was just GIFs of them like doing things where either like one was licking her nipple, another one was, or like three were fucking her because they're like these little tiny fairies. So, a lot could fit in her. Anyways, and like other ones were doing other things. And if you tried, if you like pressed a button to like go into the next clip, it was like other things where she was like tied down and like just more gang bang. Anyways, I watched it and I was like, wow, those guys really, really want that chick. And she's getting all of that attention. I think I'm horny now. Now, of course, like, I was so young that I didn't really know what that meant. It's just I had that tingle in my pussy, you know? It was like that horny tingle. I think that was probably the first time I got horny. I probably spent too much on this one. Anyways, moving on to the fapping, which leads me to following this. When I was younger, I kind of made a post on this already on GWA. It was text. It was responding to like a meta post. It was like for like masturbation week, something. It was like when I first joined GWA. Anyways, but I will tell the story again for you guys. So when I was younger, I had this little toy. It was a little duck toy, okay? And it had a string, and when you pulled it and let it go, it vibrated, okay? Now, it wasn't meant, it was a child's toy. It was a children's, innocent children's toy. But it was just meant to, like, make the duck walk across the table or jump across the table. It's just, I was playing with it in bed one night. I was just sitting cross-legged in my bed. And I dropped it, and it fell in my lap, right onto my pussy. And I remember it hitting my pussy, and I'm just like, whoa, that felt really good. So, of course, I laid down and put it on my pussy and kept pulling the string. Eventually, I came. And pass the fuck out. And I loved that little ducky for a long time. I loved that ducky and played with that ducky for as long as it worked until the string broke. Because, you know, I had to like go, it was like that for 5 minutes. And so, inevitably, the damn thing broke. I was still really young, and there was no way I was going to get a vibrator for like 8 more years. Probably more than that, 10 more years, because I was like 11. Probably younger, I think. Anyways, so that's when I learned how to do it with my hand. I stuck with my hand until I was 18, then got a vibrator and a dildo, and it was awesome. Moving on. First time seeing pornography images. I think the thing I found on the computer kind of covers that one. Video, it was a similar experience. Computer was working. I was looking through files and I stumbled on some porn that my brother had downloaded. I don't remember what it was about because then I just watched a bunch of porn whenever I could and it was awesome. Until I started getting weirded out by it. Like it got old, I guess you could say. In the sense that I got older and mature, and it no longer did anything for me because I realized how fake it was. And then I moved on to more amateur stuff. Like, I would look up amateur porn, like home video shit, because that's more real. Yeah. Next question. First time you consistently tried, consciously. Oh my god, I can't read. Hold on. Face closer to the screen. Consistently tried to dress sexy, or look hot. It was definitely after I moved out of my parents' place. Like I said, they were very strict, religious people. I snuck sexy panties into my bedroom. Okay, and if my parents found them, they got thrown out. Much wore fucking athletic bras most of the time. Once I got a little older, my mom actually got me a real bra, and I wanted to get like some of these lacy, sexy bras because I just, I wanted to, like, even though I was like, oh, no one's gonna really see it or whatever, I just wanted to feel sexy, because it's just like, all right, I got something nice under these clothes. My mom was like, ah, you'd be dressing like a prostitute. So I ended up getting just cute things, little polka dots and. But yeah, after I moved out, I would have said I probably would have dressed more sexy. In all honesty, if I'm gonna dress sexy, I mostly do it at home anyways. I don't like dressing sexy out in public. My usual attire is jeans, graphic tee, and sneakers. Okay. I just don't like the attention. Out in public. I don't like thugs being like, "Hey, baby, what's up?" That shit. I don't want that. I personally don't like catcalls. I think it's disgusting. So I really don't dress that sexy out in public. I only do it in my home or in front of the guy I am intending to fuck. I need another shot because I feel like I'm starting to sober up. Oh God. Yep, and of course I spilled a little bit. That's inevitable. Good thing I grabbed a towel. Sorry. This is me pretty much dealing with drunkenness on my own. Right. First time you found a new kink or totally satisfied an existing one. Oh God, found a kink. I'm still finding kinks. Okay. Recently, I stumbled on. Oh my God, who the fuck is messaging me? Recently, I found this one guy and went through his profile, like on Reddit, and found that he had posted things on Men in Panties. It's a Reddit, okay? This is a real Reddit. And I went through it and looked through his images, and I was like, Now I have a new fetish. And I'm talking women's panties. They're dressed in women's panties. Thongs, booty shorts, boy shorts, cheekies, whatever. Lace. And I like it. But okay, I like it on a certain body type of a man. Like, I think this kind of feeds into like my bisexuality, because I like a very slender man in panties with not a lot of hair. That's what I find hot. Really hairy guys, or big bulkier guys, like really, really muscular guys, or chubbier guys in pants. No. Doesn't do it. I don't know, when I see a really slender, kind of smaller guy, it it just really turns me on. That's my newest kink. But that's even the first kink. I don't know. Jesus. First kink. First kink. I guess it just depends on what you call as a kink. I mean, I got into blowjobs right away. I love giving blowjobs. It's like one of my favorite things to do. But some would call that a kink. Others wouldn't, because it's just a thing you do during sex. Or it's, I guess for some people, it's a thing. Other people, it's just like, oh God, a guy pisses out of there. Why would I want to put it in my mouth? And when you put it like that, it's not exactly that sexy. I'm really struggling with this one. I don't know. Totally satisfied an existing one. Okay, I can answer the second part, because that would have been the time when I dominated my master, which was my dom. He switched and let me kind of experience what it was like. And that was fun. I got to use the belt on him, so I got a little payback. I gotta leave the kink one, because I really don't know. I mean, you could have, like, if you listen to my last audio, that pretty much, like, says, like, when I got into, like, the whole BDSM thing, that was, like, the very beginning. So I guess you could say that was maybe my first kink. Maybe. Oh my God, I don't know. I need to move on. I'm 20, fucking 22 minutes in. God damn it. I was trying to make this thing a little more. I feel like my talking audios are too much. I'm going to have to. First time you saw or felt your sexual limits. That hasn't happened yet. I can outlast a guy any day of the week. Any guy. Any guy I've ever been with, I outlast him. Like, I can keep going. What I need is, like, a fucking gangbang, okay? Where it's one guy finishes, then the next one's ready to get going. Like, I need that so that I can experience my limits. I haven't experienced it yet. I mean, if I stop, I start getting sleepy and then I'm done. But if I keep going and keep that adrenaline going, and if I keep myself coming, I can do it. I can keep going, and I can just, bam, I can like outlast like three guys. But I need that experience. And that is a fantasy of mine. I need to experience like a fucking foursome with three guys and me. I can do it. I can make all of them come as many times as they fucking can, and I can probably keep going after that. Yeah. First time posting on GWA. Well, obviously that was in May this year. I remember feeling very nervous, and but once I saw the reaction, of people and that they liked it, especially after I made my Gladys post. Oh, I was hooked. I was fucking hooked. First time GWA made you super horny. Okay, that would have been when my friend called a fap, told me he posted shit on here. Okay, so I went and listened to his audios. The first one I listened to was like the Viking slave one, and yeah, I liked GWA right away. That was a really good one. First time submitting or doming? I've already fucking answered that one. First time submitting, well, doming I've already answered. Submitting, I gotta think back through the haze of weed that I smoked with my master, my ex-boyfriend, because he's the one that got me into weed, and I feel like most of that relationship was a fucking high haze. Don't judge me. First time submitting would say when he was not feeling that horny that night, and he had mentioned a few times that he likes to spank, and I was kind of familiar with like spanking and being a submissive go together. That's what I had in my mind. Okay, you need to keep in mind that I was really ignorant at that point. I barely had poked my toe into the fucking ocean of BDSM because there's a lot that goes on. And so I had that in my brain. So he was just sitting in a chair and I stripped out of my clothes and knelt in front of him and said, I'm gonna try it. And yeah, from there I became a sub. It was all right. I mean, I don't think I've made it really clear. I can be a submissive. It's now down to the part where it's whether or not I want to. And also the major fact of, do I trust the guy? Does he know my limits? Does he know what I like and do not like? It's the likelihood of having to use either red or the safe word really likely. It's honestly something I struggle with. Because the submissive in me is there. The problem is either letting me be submissive because I am a dominant and I like being in control. The question is whether or not I will allow myself to surrender myself to somebody else. I feel like I'm ending this audio on something like a huge issue. Because it is a huge issue to me. Okay, maybe it's not. It's like a whole bunch of philosophical bullshit. Well, that was my audio. I feel like I have rambled a lot in this audio. And you guys have gotten to hear me be kind of drunk. I feel like I've sobered up, even though I've had like two shots during this fucking thing. Okay, I'm gonna make it fucking three shots because I don't like the feeling of being drunk and then you start sobering up. I don't want to be sober until morning. I want to be drunk the whole night. Of course, left a few drops from the actual bottle. Jesus Christ, I've drinking like a fourth of that thing. Yeah, next time you guys go to Costco, look for the, how big is this thing? Oh, 1.75 liters. It looks like I'm drinking about a fourth of it. Maybe a tad more. Holy shit. I have a problem. I think I'm gonna end it here. Good night, everybody.